Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The remnant, I read about the remnant last night. The remnant that God is after are the most stable people in the world because they love God. They take Him at His word. They have pure faith. They love God and they won't let go. When they hear the word of God, roots form in their heart. And they love Him. And they desire to know Him. And they don't let anything stop them from learning who He is. They learn to know God for themselves. Jesus said, "My people hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger they won't follow." Some people will compromise the word of God. And I hate compromise, like I hate pride. When people doubt against God and compromise, they're always trying to find the fine line so they can live like they want to, instead of embracing the true and pure love of God. Instead of learning who God is and learning how His kingdom operates, they go after other things. Some things are not even things they want. When people decide to be lazy, they put more effort forth. It takes a lot of effort you got to put forth to be lazy in the first place. But they spend more time trying to get out of work. It takes a lot of negative energy to stay out of work and not do what you're supposed to, and to go ahead and do a good job as under God. And people understand English. When you want, I talk about working as under God often. Not just on these broadcasts, but wherever I'm at. It's in my DNA, it's in my advice. It's in my conscience, it's in my heart. I believe in working as under God. But people don't embrace that. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever's in a person's heart is coming out of their mouth. And I'm on a quest. I've been on a quest to know God. I wanted to live in His presence just like I did in that prayer room that I talk about from time to time. I used to go to church and they had a prayer room, and I'd pray before or either after service. I was going there and pray. Because I love the presence of the Lord. Sometimes I'd pray at home. I'd go home and pray. I was living with my parents then, and I'd just go in my room and pray. And sit and seek the Lord. And I still do. My prayer habits are a little different now. I work a lot, so when I'm by myself, I'm working and praying and communing with the Lord. On Saturdays when I take off, on the weekend when I'm off, sometimes I sit there and watch TV and read, and sometimes I just sit there and pray and talk to the Lord before I go to bed. Often I pray. My mind is calm. I've done everything I got to do. I'm at peace. And I pray. And see what the Lord has to say. And God to me is not just somebody to help me do ministry. He is a person. And I ask Him all kind of questions and talk to Him. say, Lord, is there anything pressing, anything I need to know? I'm not seeking you about anything you want to talk about. And you get to know him that way. He loves us and he cares about us in every way of life. I endeavor to go forward to know him, to gain understanding, to grow, to live, because God is good and he wants to be part of our lives. Now, the remnant that I talk about, they are the people, they are the most steadfast people in the world. They come in every age. They are the most sincere people on earth. No matter what they see, no matter what happens, they will not turn from God. They will do God's will. These are the kind of people that's rapturable. They're going to be raptured. They don't get in petty strife. And they don't try to get out of what they're supposed to do. They cooperate with the Lord. They love him. And they do something about their situations in this life. It's important now to learn from them. The kind of people we receive, that's the type of person we will be. Some people will only receive people just like them, people that's full of strife, people that have animosity, people that have some people have a problem with God himself. The enemy has buffeted their life and given them deception, and they believe it, and they're not seeking to know God. They're looking for something else because they don't like it. They don't want to love people. They want life on their terms only. And I'm saying this is how it seems to me. Whatever a person do from the heart, that's what they are. And God knows this. He showed it to me in a dream. Somebody I know, he showed me their heart in this dream. Instead of following the love of God, they sat on the other side of the table, opposite to my position, and wouldn't move. The table represented the gulf that they decided to be on the other side of. You know, when the Lord show you a dream, objects represent things. Just like the cows of Joseph's dream, the cows represented time. 7 years, each cow was 7 years. Each sheaf of corn or wheat, you know, they didn't have corn in Egypt, they had wheat. They had, each sheaf was a year. I mean, the seven sick cows and the seven fat cows, each one was a year. And I wanted to help them because I knew the Lord is returning, and I don't want to see the people I love be lost. But God knows the heart. Now, people put on a persona. A mask, basically. They seem a certain way to you, but in the heart, that's what God is looking at. And in my conversations with the Lord, I've been trying to receive things. He's been telling me, cluing me in on some things, and I want to learn it. And if He's sanctioned me to teach it, I will, when He finished teaching me this. But He has to deal with the condition, the current condition of a person's heart. Now, He wants to come and take His people. It's possible that some people could go as well and miss out on the judgment of the world system. See, when it comes to the tribulation, a lot of people don't want to go through the tribulation. But you're going to have a measure of tribulation in this world doing God's work. But God gave you authority over the enemy, and He's with you to help you. So it don't matter what Satan wants to do. You're not under Satan's authority. You're not under his authority. You're under God's authority. If you want to be. If you're subject to God, you are not under Satan's authority. And if you want something done about the devil, just tell him what he can't do. You cut him off. Don't let him wreck your life. Some people are trying to get out of bad relationships. A lady got killed this week trying to break up with her married boyfriend. Boyfriend was married, and she was trying to break off the relationship, and he went and shot her in the head. This lady was a friend of one of my sisters, of my sister. Nevertheless, she was murdered by an enemy. Nevertheless, if you're trying to get out of a bad relationship, you need the authority of God if you want to survive. Just like, you know, it don't make sense. The ways of Satan is nothing like the ways of God. Satanic people will do anything. Some people are full of demons. Some people will snap. They are not like God. And you have to choose to follow God's wisdom. That's why we have to pray over our lives. Sometimes the people that you know are not friends. Some people are dangerous. Some people are married to dangerous people. But God knows what's in that heart. God is not deceived by anybody. And you're going to have to learn to trust God when it comes to people. If God shows you something that's real, even if you don't want it to be real, it's real. Those that love God, those that have ears to hear, they're in a different category. They will hear you. They won't get mad when you try to help them. They won't take it the wrong way. They're not trying to, you know, some people don't want God in that thinking process. It's not your fault. They're going to be that way because that's how they are. If they want to change, then they'll change. If they have ears to hear, they will. We don't have to do nothing but live the life. Be good to all men. Love people. That's the first thing. If you can do that, you can do a lot of things. A lot of doors open up. If you're willing to follow God and love Him, love His people, love His word, love His will. You learn to love His ways. His ways are very interesting. Then that's the type of person you are, and you're going to attract. See, sincerity attracts sincerity. Anything that's not sincere won't attract you. But those that are sincere are attracted. They will listen. The remnant will hear. And the Lord knows how to attract His remnant. His remnant is precious. God will move to get to them. Anybody that will repent and obey Him, God will move heaven and earth to get to them. But He don't move heaven and earth to get to your neighbors and people that don't want to know Him. Only those that want to know Him. If it's possible they'll hear you, then the Lord will show you what to say. That's why the Lord give you a dream about somebody and give you words to tell them. Don't be afraid. Tell them. Let them know. You're probably dealing with somebody that's a remnant. People that are a remnant don't always look like it. Some people desire to know God, but they're still frustrated with their situations and the things that's going on in this world, because they want a better life. You can't go by how people act or how they seem. And I had to learn these things. People are not like they seem, good or bad. Some people really want to know God. And when they hear His word, they come out of it. They start learning. They process differently. They internalize the word. And they have to learn and grow. The remnant may not always seem perfect, but they are dedicated from the heart. And eventually they'll renew their mind. When people first start out, they're kind of wobbly. That doesn't mean that they have a heart to know God, and they learn. You have to learn and grow and overcome. Again, the enemy is under our feet. So a lot of people they dread the tribulation. They don't want to go through the tribulation period or the great tribulation. But there will be Christian people here. There will always be a remnant. The people that didn't go in the tribulation, some people are going to get saved after that. And they'll be a remnant till it's all finished. Some people will survive the tribulation. But whether you go through the tribulation or not, I'm talking about the last day in great tribulation, Satan is still under your feet. But when God get ready to turn things around and turn the earth upside down and do all the things He's going to do and move the mountains out of the islands out of that place, when that great earthquake happened, God is going to, He don't want His people here when He's doing it. In fact, He told His people, get out of the city that's going to be destroyed. There are cities in this country that's marked for destruction. Marked for destruction. Because the people were so wicked. It's going to happen in the tribulation period. But God's going to remove those that will follow Him. The rapture is a blessing. He's moving His people out of the way so He can destroy what He has to destroy. See, the world ain't going to just step aside when Jesus comes back. He's got to take it. And He's going to take it. He's going to drive all sin off the earth and burn this thing up and start over. Just like He said in the Word of God. The remnant will always survive. Even if they get killed, you live in Him. You're alive to God. And I want people to know God because He's good. Be sincere. Follow Him. Not out of fear. But God is worth knowing. God is good. His mercy endures forever. He loves us. He wants to be a blessing to us. We love him because he first loved us. And I desire to know him. I desire to seek him more and more. I learn all the time and I love it. It is good for us to get to know the Lord and follow on to know the Lord. One scripture talk about those that follow on to know the Lord. And when we do that, we give ourselves the best blessing possible. The best thing you can give God is your attention. Because the things you learn from him will make the difference. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is Lord.